And welcome to the game of the year, the one we've all been waiting for. There's a capacity crowd here, the conditions are absolutely perfect, with an atmosphere that's really electric. Now the band's just leaving the pitch, and we're waiting for it. Yes, I think I can see them. Yes, it's the team. Here they come. Just listen to that roar.
You are listening to Four at the Back with Dan and Ken.
Hi, everybody. This is Ken Tomash. Fixture congestion is going to keep Dan Loney and me from bringing you our regularly scheduled edition of Four at the Back this week, but we don't want to leave you hanging. We don't want you to get out of the habit of listening to Four at the Back. You know, we have interesting guests on this show from time to time, but because of our time constraints, we don't always have the ability to bring you everything these guests have to say. Well, that changes right here, right now. A couple of weeks ago, I had the chance to talk to Jesse Marsh, the captain of Chivas USA, about his team's hot start. They're leading the Western Conference of Major League Soccer, about playing for Preki, about his own coaching career future, and about his departure from the Chicago Fire. Give it a listen.
I think that we just kind of had some good chemistry on the field, and you know, I think we've got a group that understands each other pretty well and works pretty hard. And you know, we've gotten some breaks along the way. But I feel like our team's gained a little momentum and got a little bit better each week. And, you know, I mean, that's kind of, anytime you have a team, you're hoping that that's kind of what you're able to do on a weekly basis is get a little bit better. And so, you know, I feel that the team's been pretty even keel and there haven't been huge expectations, but we've gotten a little bit better.
Let's talk about Preki for a minute. Obviously, he was a first-time head coach when he took over for Bob. How have you seen him, you know, grow into that role? And is he a better coach maybe than you think a lot of people probably thought he would be?
When he first became the coach, he obviously has a good way of thinking about soccer and knows the game so well because he's been around it at a high level as a player. But it was an adjustment for him, you know, trying to figure out how to really run a team. And I think he's gotten better at that, and I think that he has figured out kind of by being here when Bob was here what kind of weaknesses our team had and how we needed to improve those weaknesses. And so whether it was bringing in certain players or instilling a certain mentality within the team, I think he's done a good job of setting this team up, you know, to be successful.
Are you taking notes? Because I know I've read that you said you're going to coach, definitely you're going to coach eventually. Are you picking up things? You were paying attention when you played for Bob or when you played for Dave, when playing for Preki, are you picking up little things along the way?
Yeah, I think I think that, you know, I've had a chance to play for Bruce Arena, for Bob Bradley, for Dave Sarakin, and for Preki. And I think they're four, you know, strong coaches, all different in, you know, and, you know, they're different people. I think the biggest differences between them are that they're just extraordinarily different people, all of them. And so, you know, I've learned that you've gotta be true to, you know, who you are and what kind of person you are and what kind of leader you are, but that you also have, you know, from each coach, I've picked up things that I would like to emulate and things that I would like to do different. You know, and that's from everything from how you communicate with guys, how you run training sessions, what kind of comments you make before the game, what kind of comments you make at halftime, after the game. You know, there's so many little experiences that I've been able to have and share with all four of those coaches that have shaped me as a player and will certainly shape me as a coach.
Did you think that you might be coaching by this point? I mean, do you expect to play 13 years in the league and play over 300 games?
Yeah, I mean, totally honestly, I didn't, you know, I actually had a conversation with Chris Armas and Ante Razov when we were playing in Chicago together, and they were kind of like, they were saying that they wanted to play until they were 35, and I was saying, you guys are crazy. I mean, I don't want to play that long. I want to be able to walk. But I think that, you know, I feel like I've been getting better as time has gone on, and I feel like I'm still healthy, knock on wood, you know, and still able to do the things that I need to do. But I think the biggest thing that motivates me is just, you know, the everyday work of pushing a team to get better and pushing a group of guys to get better. And, you know, I think moving out to LA has been a great move for my career. And one of the things that I really enjoy about playing for Chivas is that the guys in the locker room, I think, understand me and I understand them, you know, and they kind of understand my strengths, my weaknesses. I understand their strengths, their weaknesses. And we have a group of guys that enjoy playing with each other, know how to play with each other and, you know, push each other in the right way every day. So, I feel especially being in the later stages of my career here, I feel pretty lucky to be surrounded by a bunch of guys who, you know, really buy into me and buy into the way I try and play and the way I try to lead and push guys. So that part's been, you know, really enjoyable.
Plus, it's almost, you've got a lot of guys there that you have played with for a long time. You've almost got a 98 Chicago Fire reunion team with Zach now back in goal, and you've got Jimmy Curtin, and I know Ante has been out, but he's still on the side. So it must be really familiar, and you look around, and those guys are still there that you've been playing with for a long time. That's got to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so when I first came here, Ante was here. And, you know, Ante and I think, have always had such a great understanding of each other. We're very different people, but we're both, you know, uber competitive. So, you know, I think we respect what each other brings, you know, as professionals every day. And so, you know, when we came here, back here, or to Chivas together with Bob, I know we were both excited to, A, play for Bob, and, B, play with each other. So that part, you know, was at least a sort of a cornerstone of familiarity within the team. You know, and then obviously having Jim Curtin come and then Zach Thornton come has brought a lot of, you know, both fun and, I think, professionalism to what we do here at Chivas. And you know, it's almost been good for each of us to kind of go away and do something a little bit different and then come back together because, you know, first of all, I think after having to leave Chicago for whatever amount of time we've all left, we all really appreciated what we had there and how fun it was at times and how good we were at times and how professional the atmosphere was. You know, but you don't always recognize that when you're there every day. You just kind of take that part for granted. And actually, my wife used to say that to me all the time, and I used to say to her, you're crazy. But, you know, and so now when we get a chance to come back together, I think that we, you know, we're at a different stages in our careers, and we also understand, you know, the things that we really loved about when we used to play together and how we'll do it the same, but a little bit different, you know, maybe change little things that maybe we didn't handle perfectly before. And now we think, you know, we're a little bit older, a little bit wiser and can do things a little bit better. And, you know, I think that all four of us have grown so much, not just as players, but as people. And so, you know, it's been good to kind of get back together and kind of keep growing in this thing.
When you look at that 98 team now 10 years on, you know, do you appreciate it more? Can you really appreciate and look back on it with 10 years distance and appreciate everything that you guys accomplished that first year with the Fire?
Yeah, I definitely look at 98 as a really, really special year where a lot of nice things and good things really kind of came together at the right time. But I just, you know, altogether I look at that whole Chicago Fire experience and really value it in terms of what it's meant to me as a player and as a person. You know, so many great guys and great players. And I mean, every year you just felt like we had a chance to win it all. And, you know, it didn't always come together exactly the way we wanted it to. But, man, that was a fun team to play on for, you know, a million different reasons. And so that's something, yeah, that I think when I'm done playing and I kind of look back and, you know, I try not to get too nostalgic now because I'm just doing my thing. But I think there'll be a time when we all look back and kind of think about how fun it was. And, you know, I mean, I've had some of those conversations with Chris Armas and Frank Klopas and Peter Novak and all the guys, you know, some of the important guys that I think influenced me a lot back when I was, you know, young in 98. But, you know, I think that we all kind of shared a special experience and, you know, winning a double as a first-year team certainly is something that I think I will remember for a long time.
You mentioned moving to LA kind of was a very good thing for your career, but at the time, did you look at it with trepidation? Did you not want to leave Chicago?
Well, you know, when it came time to leave Chicago, I wasn't sure that it was something I wanted to do. But, you know, when things started to come together, the more I spoke to Bob about, you know, what the people here at Chivas were trying to do and how Bob felt about coming out here and how Bob felt about, you know, the things that he does as a coach. And, you know, the thing that impresses me most about Bob is, you know, so I've had little points in my life since I've known him where he's kind of gone away for periods of time. Maybe it's a month to go with the Olympic team, or maybe it was 3 years to go to New York, or maybe now it's been 2 years to go with the national team, or whatever, you know. But whenever I get a chance to catch up and play for him again after those little times that we're apart, I'm so impressed with how much he's grown as a coach and, you know, how he continues to sort of build his craft and you know, he's become more and more impressive as time has gone on, and I could certainly see that in the beginning conversations of when he was talking about trying to get me to come out here. I could tell that he had been thinking a lot about a lot of things that happened in New York, and that he was still sure as ever about how he does things, and that, you know, he had gotten better, you know, even though he wasn't as successful in New York as he had been in Chicago. So, you know, in that part of things, I was actually pretty excited to come out here. And, you know, I, as much as playing in Chicago was fantastic for me in so many ways, you know, it was also, I think, time for me to when I went to Chivas, for now, you know, maybe me to be kind of more on my own and not have, you know, Chris Armas and Peter Novak and all these guys around me. And maybe it was time for now, you know, me to kind of take over a team and be a main leader. And so I think that the timing of that actually, you know, worked out pretty well. But at the time, I wouldn't have known that to be the case. So, you know, I'm thankful, certainly thankful for everything I learned in Chicago and what that meant to me and my family. But it's been a good move out here, that's for sure.
And now you're the captain. So this is, you talk about leading a team. So being a captain and at this stage of your career, probably different. You appreciate it more than you would have when you were 25 as opposed to 35.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, first of all, you know, the steps that you take are all important along the way. You know, you learn valuable lessons, whether it's, you know, you're fighting to make a roster, you're fighting for a playing spot, you're fighting to keep a playing spot, you're fighting, you know, maybe to get a shot at the national team. You're all these little steps along the way, and lessons and battles they teach you a lot about yourself, and they teach you a lot about how to be a good teammate and how to be a good professional. And so I think that all those things were incredibly valuable to me along the way, and, you know, I certainly think I'm more equipped to be a good leader now than I've ever been. And, you know, it's been, like I kind of touched on earlier, it's been nice because I think that there are some things that I bring to this team that this team needs, but there are also a lot of elements to this team that I need. So I think there's a really good relationship both on and off the field with me and the organization and me and the coaching staff and me and my fellow players, and even the fans. I think the fans have really latched on to me here and appreciate what I bring every day. And you know, I think that what the fans went through the first year, you know, when guys like Ante and I came in, now they realized that, you know, they were missing kind of the solid veteran type of players. And so I think that has led to the fans kind of appreciating my style of play and what I bring and all the intangibles that I bring.
It is pretty weird for a guy who's been around since the beginning to see, you know, all this expansion, and Seattle comes in and they're doing great. Toronto comes in and they're doing great. Vancouver's coming in. Portland's coming in. You look at the league that you came into versus the league that you're in now, and does it make you just shake your head and be amazed?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting, man. I think, you know, anyone on the inside who's involved with this has to be excited. We've kind of been waiting for, you know, the league's been around for a while, and there have been a lot of different moves made by the league, whether it's, you know, playoff formats or roster formats or, you know, international rules or whatever it is. You know, but we've all kind of been waiting for something to happen, you know, and maybe we thought maybe it would be Beckham, we thought maybe it would be this or that, and it just seems that now there's some really momentum, there's a lot of momentum behind this whole league and soccer in this country, you know, I mean, the national team I think is probably as good as it's ever been, and, you know, certainly a lot of the fan support in some of the newer organizations is, I think, empowering to everybody. So I hope that it's contagious and that you really start to see kind of soccer and professional soccer show up of the consciousness of you know, the American sports fan. And you know, I think we're definitely seeing a little bit of a snowballing effect. And you know, the economy might have something to do with that because, you know, soccer's a little bit cheaper entertainment than basketball, football, baseball. You know, I think that it's still a kid's, you know, it's a kid-friendly sport, and most of the stadiums and environments that you can go to watch these soccer games are family-friendly, and so I hope that we're starting to see some lasting momentum here that can lead to, you know, this being a big-time league.
You mentioned Beckham, and I think you won a lot of fans 2 years ago when you guys got into it straight away. He'd just gotten in the league. There was a challenge. He got up in your face, and you stood right up to him. What was that like?
Yeah, you know, that the only thing that I've tried to say to most people, I mean, it excites our fans a lot. I think, first of all, for the Chivas fans, they kind of always felt second rate around the Home Depot Center, and I think that, you know, especially with the Beckham thing and their attendance and Donovan and everything else, they were kind of looking for somebody to stand up for the little guy. So, you know, that's kind of made me popular with our fan group, but, you know, it wasn't like something I set out to do. I think that that's part of the game sometimes. You know, anyone who's ever, you know, been in the stands for a Clásico understands the energy and the emotion that's involved with that game. I mean, even the game the other night, it's a heated match, and it's a great match to play in. But it brings the best out of people. And so I'm not saying that was my best, but that was a competitive moment where, you know, I didn't really think about it being David Beckham other than just a guy who we were competing against on that day against our big rivals. You know, I think the only time I realized that it was him is kind of the split second after he was in my face, and I was like, oh boy, what did I do? But, you know, leading the moments leading up to the actual event, I think were just honest soccer playing, and, you know, those things happen around the world. If you watch any competitive games and, you know, in any leagues around the world, you'll see those kind of altercations all the time. And, you know, I just, after the game, I just wanted to make sure that he understood that, you know, there was no vindictive manner at all in what happened other than just competing. And he seemed to understand. I mean, he's played at such high levels and with such great teams who have had such great rivalries around the world that I think that he gets it and understands what it's all about.
Obviously, the way this has played out this season has been a bit of a mess, but overall, has having him in the league been good overall?
I would say yes. I mean, I think, you know, I still think the Galaxy have made money on the deal. Second of all, you know, regardless of whether it's good press, bad press, you know, I still think that attention at all is good for our league. And, you know, it gets people talking. You know, I actually have, my daughter has a friend over right now who is a huge Galaxy fan, and she's, like, obsessed with David Beckham. And so, you know, without him being here, I don't know if she would even really be aware as much of what the Galaxy's all about. And so, you know, there's still an element of excitement that David Beckham brings and you know, what, you know, the attention that he brings. And so I think that it's a win-win situation, even given the fact that in some ways it's been a complete nightmare. You know, and there's so many parties involved that you can't blame or put the blame on any one person other than, you know, you just hope that when he does get back that, you know, it's a good thing for everybody. I hope it's a good thing for the Galaxy, because I still know that it's important for the Galaxy to be good for this league. And, you know, as much as I love when we beat them and at times watching them struggle, I still understand that it's important for them to do well and for David Beckham to do well. But, you know, I mean, I think it brings a lot of intensity to each game he plays in because everyone wants to play well against David Beckham. And there's a little, you know, there was a little bit like that with Freddie Adu when he first came in. And, you know, there's been different players throughout the history of the league where, you know, they I think, raise the level of every game they played in. And certainly David Beckham fits in that category.
Jesse Marsh, thanks for your time. When you hit 400 games, we'll have to have you back on.
Okay, Ken. Take care, buddy.
That's Chivas USA captain Jesse Marsh. Again, Dan Loney and I will be back next week with Episode 7 of Four at the Back. Keep those emails coming. Send them to podcast@ken.com. We look forward to your feedback. I look forward to joining you again next week. Till then, this is Ken Tomash for the absent Dan Loney saying goodbye, so long, we'll talk to you next week.
Well, there it is. A match that had everything. And one that certainly lived up to its promise. It's only a pity that somebody usually has to lose. But there's always another day, another great match to be drawn, lost, or won, when we'll join you again.